Praise the Lord. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. I bring you greetings from McQueen Universal Ministries. Glory to God. This is, of course, Anne Marie McQueen. Hallelujah. God bless you. It's so wonderful to be able to meet one more time. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm always remembering to be grateful for the opportunity to come to you and to have this medium that God has prepared for us to hear the word and break the bread of God of life together. Praise God. We're going to jump right into the Bible study because I'm excited about the word. I am excited about the fact that God is real. He's real to me. He's real to you, I pray. Glory to God, and that the great things are happening in your life as they are in mine. Praise God. The scripture comes to me. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. It's morning time. I just want somebody to know that. Say it to yourself. It is morning time. So though you have been weeping, you may have wept, it's all right. It's just time to wake up now and move forward. Praise the Lord. This goes right along with the Bible study that we've been in for the last 2 weeks. We've been talking about not being slothful in business, Romans 12:11, but fervent in spirit serving the Lord. As we serve God and as we walk in this life, we don't want to be slothful. We want to be fervent. We want to be full of fire. We want to be moving forward and doing according to the will and plan of God in every area of our lives. And I want the saints to know it is important not to lag behind and not to just lay there and be dormant. I was reading here in John, St. John chapter number 15. I really love that passage of scripture. It's one that I endeavor to read quite often. And this is what the Bible says in St. John 15. Verse 1, we'll start there. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. You see, and the Lord is saying, he loves it when we bring forth fruit. And that's the point I've been attempting to get along across to you for the last few weeks. We have to be fervent. We have to get on with it. We have to do it. Don't lay there. Don't just sit there. If it's not working, change it. Add to it. Fix it. If it's broken, fix it. Glue it up. Do something. If it can't be fixed, throw it out. Hallelujah. Get a new one. But whatever you do, don't just lay there. Don't be slothful and don't be sluggard. Amen? Come on. We got to move forward and bear fruit. Thank you, Jesus. This is, and he continues to speak. Jump to verse 4. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bring forth fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. So he's telling you, if you want to be fruitful, if you want to bring forth, you're going to have to keep your fire. And how do you keep your fire? By abiding in the branch, abiding in Jesus, abiding in his word. I love that. He wants us to abide in him. That means to live there, take up residence there, stay there. Hallelujah. And when we do that, he said, we will bring forth. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Listen, don't let the enemy of your soul fool you. If you are abiding in him and you're obeying his word, he says you're going to bring forth much fruit, not just a little bit, but much. So if you only see a little bit coming forth, then maybe you're not abiding. Maybe you're in and out. Maybe you're being sleepy about some things. Maybe you're being sluggard about some things. Maybe he's talking to you and you're not hearing him, because according to the word of God, and I'm serious about this, saints of God, come on now. We are supposed to bring forth much fruit, not just a little trickle here and there, you know, two and three. We're talking about much here. We're supposed to be out there reaching a lot of people. We're supposed to bring forth much in our business, efforts. We're supposed to touch a whole lot of lives. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you can start off small, but as you move forward, you're supposed to pick up momentum, amen? And don't be satisfied with just a little bit and a few as far as satisfaction goes. Now, you can be content, whatever state you find yourself in. Yes, be content. But you have to also say along with my contentment, Lord, I thank you for what you've given me. I thank you for what you have. I'm content with this here, but I'm not done yet because I know you have more for me. And then you grow and you increase and you move on. Amen? And I believe that the wisdom to do this is found in the book of Proverbs, all over the Word. But let me show you something that Proverbs have spoken to my heart for the last few days. The Bible says here in the book of Proverbs chapter 1, and I mean, you can't miss it. You can't miss it. It says, we're going to jump to verse 4, and you take the time to read it for yourself. This book of Proverbs, this was written to give subtlety to the simple and to the young man knowledge and discretion. In other words, if you're a young person, old person, middle person, don't know person, don't understand person, then the book of Proverbs is here to give you understanding. I would say the book of the law, the word of God, is here to give you understanding, to teach you, give you knowledge and discretion, help you to know what to do, what not to do, what's the wise thing to do, what's the unwise thing to do. Amen? It says a wise person will hear and increase in learning. If you are wise, you're going to hear what God is saying in his word, and you're going to increase. Verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Now, if you want the knowledge of God, you're going to have to honor him, respect him, honor his word, respect his word, and see that this is where your answer is. This is where your fruit is. This is where your food is. It is found in the word of Almighty God. Amen? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so you got to search out the scriptures. Begin to honor him, and the word will come alive for you. In the same chapter, let me read verse 20 for you. The Bible says, wisdom crieth out. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief places of the concourse, in the opening of the gates in the city. She uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools despise knowledge. Turn ye at my reproof. I will pour out my spirit upon you, and I will make known unto you my word. The Lord wants us to be wise. Wisdom is crying out to us. The word of God is saying, come on here, let me help you increase. Come on, let me teach you how to be wise. Come on, let me show you how to really live and what to do and how to go forward. Come on, let me show you and teach you. In chapter 2, wisdom continues to speak to us, and it says, my son, and I love the fact that the Bible here in Proverbs often says, my son. Whenever I hear that, even though I'm a woman, I hear God speaking to his children. He's saying, my daughter, my child, my son. We are sons of God after all. He said, I'm talking to you. So make it personal. You know, Anne-Marie, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear, turn your ear unto me and unto wisdom. Apply your heart to understand it, Anne-Marie. He's talking to me. He's talking to you. If you cry after knowledge, seek after it. Go after it. Come on. That's what he's saying. Lifting up thy voice for understanding. Talking about it. Seeking for it by talking to the right people. If you do that, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. That's when you're going to understand how to really honor and respect God and how you learn to know God and walk with him and walk in him. That's how you do it. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. And I love that portion of scripture because I was talking to the Lord, and I notice in my prayer life it's getting quieter and quieter sometimes because I'm listening to the Lord. Guess what? God knows more than me and you. He has all the answers. And so I figure let him do all the talking or most of the talking, you know, and sometimes all the talking. Out of the mouth of God comes knowledge, comes understanding. The word, he speaks to us through the Bible. Out of his word comes knowledge and comes understanding. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so that's what we want to seek. That's what I encourage you to do. Seek after the wisdom of God. Seek after the mind of God. Cry after it. Reach after it. Make it a daily thing. I want to know the will of God. And the Bible says right later on in the chapter, it will keep you. It will preserve you. In other words, no matter what comes against you, wisdom will keep you strong and help you to move forward. Amen? So I encourage you today to don't be lazy about seeking after God. Don't be lazy about the things that you do. Let God help you to be a better child of God, to be a better wife, better daughter, better sister, better brother, better marketer, better secretary, better teacher, better doctor, better lawyer, better whatever. Give you a new career, an exciting career in life. God will do it. Amen? Anne-Marie McQueen, McQueen Universal Ministries, God bless you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful time in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.